You have heard it said, there are two things in life that are certain, death and taxes. Now see, with these questions, everybody wants a piece of Jesus. First, the Pharisees and Herodians come to test him on taxes, then the Sadducees, who think they can trip him up about the resurrection. But they are all of them deceived. For it isn't by mistake that St. Mark the Evangelist places these events next to each other. Jesus tells the Pharisees and Herodians to render to God the things that are God's. Then our Lord tells the Sadducees that they are quite wrong, trying to trick the very author of Scripture himself and the Lord of life. Because what belongs to God, he will raise up on the last day. All flesh shall rise, and then shall be rendered unto God that which is his due. Because God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Sure, let Caesar tax my last denarius. Let the tomb eat away these my bones. My soul belongs to the Lord, and so does my body, and he will not allow me to be abandoned to the grave. The malicious intention of Pharisees, Herodians, Sadducees, and anyone else who tries to trick or trap Christ with words or logic or law, they don't get the Scriptures because the Scriptures testify about Jesus. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.